This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Tuesday, February 20th, but then you've maybe already figured that out by what you've been listening to, what you've been hearing, what you're thinking. We're going to add to all of that on the DJV show, thanks to Victoria Keelan being here. Kara Schillen is in her usual spot in the control room in the big, big, big room, actually, down in FLA. No, that's not in the place. That used to be the case back in the good old days. There was a studio in FLA. But this
FLA
is in,
like Florida?
Yeah.
I wish I was in Florida.
This is DC. Why? Temperature here today, where you are and where I am,
it's going to be warm today.
All of us. Yep. 60s today, 70s tomorrow. Come on. It'll be all right. So, Victoria, what do you find the trending items to be in your world?
Lots of good stuff today trending. Last night was the first ever American Rescue Dog Show on the Hallmark Channel. That trended pretty much all through the night. And, of course, they had amazing categories. We watched it. There were tears and laughter. It'll be replayed on the Hallmark Channel. I highly recommend it. It was just amazing. The whole bulldog class was incredible.
They're great, great beings, I'll tell you that. So it's appropriate that today is National Love Your Pet Day, set aside to give extra attention. Pampering your pets is preferred today, especially if your pet is a preferred pet. So prefer pampering your preferred pets today. Pet them. Where did the term pet come from? Not pet as in animal. Well, I guess maybe either or. The term pet, when you pat your pet on your head or rub it or whatever, or maybe you do that with your loved
pat
one.
Pat your pet.
Yeah. So where did that... That's an interesting... All right, Kara will be on the job whilst we are continuing our focus. And by the way, not just canine and feline categories celebrated today. There are quite a few who prefer the companionship of a bird. Everybody's heard about the bird, bird. And reptiles, fish, even rats. Some people have pet rats. Unga bunga.
Wouldn't be my first choice, but hey.
Well, supposedly pets are here to help us lower our blood pressure, amongst other things. Or at least that's the impact or the effect of having a pet. But I would think having a rat or a reptile around would not do anything. Can't see it doing anything for my blood pressure. You?
I don't think so. That would just maybe freak me out more.
All right. Okay. No more freaking out. What else you got there?
Well, in some Olympic news, the Shib-Sibs, the Shibutanis, the brother-sister ice dancing pair from the U.S., it was their first ever Olympics, and they took home the bronze medal in ice dancing. France took home the silver, and the Canadians, as predicted, took home the gold. In other U.S. team Olympic news, the U.S. hockey team advanced to the quarterfinals after beating Slovakia 5-1, which was a really great victory. And then in the world of politics, we can't get away from that. There is Dwayne Reed is trending, which Dwayne Reed, for everyone outside of New York City, it's a pharmacy chain. It's now owned by Walgreens. Some of them have been rebranded as Walgreens, just like CVS and Rite Aid, all the big ones. Well, apparently Paul Manafort, in the investigation into his finances, which look very shady at best, they now have $40 million they found in odd transactions, and they can't seem to figure out what exactly was going on. There's bank transfers, there's ATM withdrawals within a few blocks from each other, and then there's $25,000 in illegal fraudulent charges at Dwayne Reed. Now, all New Yorkers are saying this is nothing because you can never get out of Dwayne Reed for less than $25,000, so that might be a pass on Paul Manafort. But, of course, that investigation into all of his finances and everything, that continues, and that will be trending, I'm sure, for a while. And then finally, Mitt Romney for Senate is still trending. He, of course, being backed now by President Trump for his run in Utah.
But he's stepped back from some of the previous statements he's made regarding gun control or guns, need of guns, and the sort of thing that he said when he was governor of Massachusetts, when he had to sort of say those things, or whether he really believes that or not, remains to be seen. No matter what he says, he's going to be elected, so it may be that he has a little more of himself in the race than what might have been the case had he run for president, let's say. Hmm. And he had to assuage the needs of the electorate and their feelings, their thinking.
Yeah.
But he'll easily be elected in that state. So let's see kind of how that all shakes out. All right. So the continuing focus on gun control and the demanding, the action to demand, or whatever, however you want to pull this apart thread by thread. Yesterday, a group of teenagers, Kara, in Washington, staged a lie-in. And that doesn't mean they weren't telling the truth. They were lying down on the ground outside the White House to show their support for what happened. Well, not support for the event, but support for the students, the victims, and that sort of thing. There have been a lot of demands all over the place by younger people for gun reform. And so they apparently took turns lying down for 3 or 4 minutes apiece to symbolize how quickly the organization says the shooter could have legally purchased the gun that he used at this high school down in Parkland. The leader of the organization said, quote, "We have organized this protest in solidarity with all of those who were affected by the shooting in Florida. There are statements on a new Facebook page that support this group. Quote, "We call on the president and leaders from both parties to act in the interest of America's young people." So that's sort of, I don't know that I think that that's the way they should approach it. It should be in the interest of everybody, not just young people. It's families, it's people.
I'm sure they're not planning to exclude people,
yeah.
But this, you know, in this instance, it specifically affected them, and it's affecting schools all over the country all the time. And I don't know, I think we're witnessing a really special moment
with these
young people. I think maybe we will finally see some kind of change. And I think for a long time, young people have felt, you know, teenagers and people in their 20s have felt really apathetic about politics and feeling like they don't really have control. You know, everyone who is elected or in government seems to be really old and doesn't really identify with how young people feel. And so I think maybe this is their moment to actually kind of make a difference in legislation.
Well,
which is pretty exciting.
The thing that I would like to see it take its toll on phonies like Marco Rubio, who has now changed his tune, even though he's one of the 7 senators that we were talking about yesterday that have collected $22 million in the last election cycle. Rubio says the shooter should be executed. Now, this after the weekend poll, because as you can imagine, one side of this is the election. He's up for re-election this fall, I believe, as a senator in Florida. And so poll numbers were taken, if I am to believe what I saw on one site. Before he said anything, his numbers were going down like a rock because of the PR surrounding the amount of money he takes from gun control, gun lobbyists, gun companies, all of the millions of dollars that goes. And that's why I have, not for reasons of him, I always thought he was a big boob, but the reality of how this much money gets in play in the system. I said it yesterday, and I now will continue to say it, although I think I've said it before, but not as forcefully or as emphatically as I'm saying it now. You're talking about all of the problems that that bring us to this point, and the biggest problem, and the one that is so obvious, is the amount of money these people who are supposedly voting on laws to regulate or to run the country better. And I'm not just talking about gun control. I'm talking about how we are all in the big drug companies, how much money they give. Last year, by the way, the $22 million that these 7 senators got in the last 12 months is a pittance compared to what the drug companies have kicked in to senators and congressmen. We're talking about twice as much money from them going to who they deem to be the important people to get their causes through the Senate and the House. And it just goes on and on and on. Various interest groups come up with dough, and that's what carries the day. So there are 3 or 4 sides to this. The protesting and the money are the two most important in my estimation. I'll just give you my take on it. I think the more protests like this that happen everywhere across the country, if you're a high school student, you're the parent of a high school student, I don't care if you go to private school, public school, let's have marches. Let's have lions. Let's have sit-ins. Let's stop the traffic. Do whatever you have to do to get attention to correct these sorts of things. And it isn't just gun control, but that's something that's on everybody's mind right now because it's so obvious. It's so demanding. It's crying out. It's screaming out.
It is.
For some
so urgent.
Sort of correction. So, but then the other things, there are all of these other things that do connect to money. And so it's just time. And so hopefully we have seen an awakening here as a new world order. There's a new day coming. I remember that song, you could probably find it, Kara, that was very popular during the Vietnam War when there, I don't remember, well, I'm not going to say that because I don't think, upon reflecting, I don't think it's really true. I was going to say I haven't seen this much angst in the public since the Vietnam War. This is early on. The Vietnam War protests went on for years and years and years, and to no end. That's the thing. The politicians, Nixon, before him, Johnson, tone deaf to what the public thought about our being involved in Vietnam. And that has surfaced again as people have become, and this is the problem with our school system, for whatever the reason, maybe it's because there's centralized control in Washington, but you'll notice that the educational curriculum has been dumbed down, and thus students, one would conclude in some circumstances they're a little more dull than they used to be. But this kind of thing, where it is so obvious what's going on, brings people back around, and then there ought to be some. There should be some reckoning, I've used that word twice, some realization on the part of the people that are in charge of education, and it ought to be all on the local level. Screw the federal government, get them the hell out of education, and figure out how to support and maintain schools on the local level or the state level. Because the federal government screws up everything it touches, and the mandatory things that come down the pike that have nothing to do with education. This is an educational issue. All right, I could keep going, but I think I made my point. I've not run out of steam. I think I'm just getting going.
Uh-oh.
Frankly. But it is. It's asinine. And more than that. So there should be no smiling faces in Washington until this gets fixed.
Right, I agree. I hope they're trembling right now. I really do. Everybody. I hope that they feel a groundswell coming at them.
I really do. 19 past the hour, DJ V Show.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was
TV time, home entertainainment time. At 23 past the hour on the DJV show, I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara. The CW announced the extension. They're going to expand their primetime schedule to include Sundays, which makes sense. This is a network that's more aimed at the two of you than it is at me, although every once in a while I find myself stopping there just to see what's going on. Their ratings are not as high as the other four networks, but they're very steady with the 18 to 34-year-olds. As a matter of fact, this past year they've seen a 3% growth in viewers, so that's different because the other guys have seen declines in viewers. So what does that tell you, ladies?
Well, that's pretty much the I would say of any network, I watch the most things on the CW.
Really?
So they've had some, yeah, they've got some great superhero stuff that Lewis and I watch together. Then there's some juicy drama, Riverdale, that Kara and I love. They're going to do a reboot of Charmed, which was such a popular show and is still in syndication.
Yeah.
And then they're also doing a reboot of one of my favorite shows ever, which only lasted a few seasons, Roswell. And you would love that one, Doug. All about the aliens.
The aliens.
And then they are adopted by humans.
Yeah.
And it was a great show, so they're going to reboot that too.
That'll be their Sunday night fair a bit.
I hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right, what do we have tonight?
Well, tonight on America's Next Top Model, brand new episode, 8 p.m. VH1, the models bear it all in a nude photo shoot unlike ever before. Then they create an anti-bullying PSA for the National Crime Prevention Council, which apparently triggers deep, dark secrets from each of the models' past. In the Olympic categories tonight, women's figure skating gets kicked off with the short program. And, of course, we've got some great contenders on the American team. And then Lindsey Vonn is back on skiing the downhill. Men's big air snowboarding debuts, and women's bobsled is tonight. So lots of great stuff on the Olympics. But, you know, you could always tune into the Bachelor Winter Games if you don't really like real athletics.
There you go.
So I think Kara's been watching that one. And, of course, one of the other shows, 8 p.m. on PBS, is Ann Curry's show called We'll Meet Again. And the entire episode tonight is focusing on reuniting people who lost touch after the Civil Rights Movement. So people who had protested together and things like that, the show puts them back together for a reunion.
Okay. So this
is interesting.
Decent television. Right, exactly. 26 after the hour. Music news now focusing on Fergie, who did the All-Star, the NBA All-Star National Anthem gig and didn't do particularly well. There was a backlash. Was it because that she did it in such a way, as some people say, she was inspired by her jazz roots, but it just it didn't go over well at all? She said yesterday, quote, "I've always been honored and proud to perform the national anthem. Last night I wanted to try something special for the NBA. I'm a risk taker artistically. Clearly this rendition didn't strike the intended tone. I love this country and tried my best." So were people saying that it was un-American? I mean, she was just, it was bad.
No, it just, do we have it, Kara? It was just, she tried way too hard to make it, like, fancy and jazzy.
Right.
And it just, I don't know that people said she was un-American. Well, some people said she was un-American.
Yeah,
but,
you're
going to
get that.
There's always going to be that side. But it mostly just that it sounded off-key, even though technically maybe it wasn't, because, you know, jazz kind of bends some notes, but...
It was terrible. It was just bad. Hey, Charles Barkley,
like
who does the commentating
show.
On the NBA, said, "Can we talk about what we just saw?" Shaquille O'Neal defended her. "Oh, stop. Don't do that. Leave my Fergie alone," he said. "Fergie, I love you. It was different. It was sexy." And then Roseanne had to
trying
get
to get a date out of it. Isn't Fergie single now?
She is.
Yeah, she is, right. Roseanne tweeted that even she sang the national anthem better. I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I think might take a little disagreement on that one. Not everybody dissed her performance. Mariah came to her defense, saying nobody needs to listen to that, she told the outlet of the haters, the people who hate. Yeah, that's what I said. Come on, give it a rest. All right, she did a bad job. Move on. 28 after.
Breathe right. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Breathing is not just for oxygen. It also impacts brain functioning, emotions, and behavior. The rhythm of your breathing actually creates electrical activity in your brain that impacts emotional judgments and even your memory. Bet you didn't realize that. Or at least, I bet you weren't thinking about that just now. That is, because rarely do we take the time to think about how we breathe, because it's just so automatic for us. Now, maybe we should. Maybe today you should take some time to focus on your breath. Think about the ways in which your breathing rhythms impact you. And if you need to, slow your breathing down a bit. For more on all things life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The spotlight is on today. How do you do? It's a wonderful day in the radio, wonderful day in the neighborhood. DJ B Show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Shillen. Jennifer back is Thursday, right? Or Friday? When is she back from her?
I don't know.
Either Thursday or Friday. One of those
I
days.
Think,
not
yeah.
Important to the discussion of what today is all about. Today is National Cherry Pie Day, according to the National Pie Council. Who knew there was an American Pie Council? The pie came to America with the first English settlers. Early colonists cooked their pies in long, narrow pans, calling them coffins, like the crust in England. As in Roman times, the American pie crust often were not eaten, just designed to hold a filling in when you bake the pie. Was during the American Revolution the term crust was used instead of coffin. So they used to call the crust the coffin. That is what you kept the interior, whatever the flesh was, in the pie. Cherry pie is often referred to as a great American dish. Cherries by themselves are tart. You have to put a little something extra in to sweeten them up. So therefore, a sugar. What do you put into a pie now, because sugar is so on the outs? How do you give a pie like a cherry pie a little sweetness? You put honey in it? Do you put something? I think honey probably would work all right, wouldn't it? What'd you think? No?
That's a good question. I don't know. I have not made a pie in a very long time.
Really?
But I do know when I bake muffins or something, I use either coconut sugar or maple syrup is also great for baking.
I've never
heard
of coconut sugar. Where's that?
Oh, yeah. It's delicious. It's like a caramel color. It's made from the natural sugar in coconut. And it has I don't like anything that's artificial, so I don't do any artificial sweeteners because it's just cancer. But,
yep.
But coconut sugar.
Not to put too sweet a spot on it, but yeah,
no, it is.
That's it. Hello. Who needs that?
Right. Yeah. But coconut sugar is actually lower on the glycemic index than a lot of other natural sugars. Like agave is a big farce. Everyone thought it was healthy, and it turns out it's really not healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
But a really good quality honey is okay, but it still is higher on the glycemic index, and so is maple syrup. So coconut sugar is actually, you can put it in your coffee. It's in like a, you know, powdered form. It looks just like light brown sugar is what it looks like.
Yeah.
But it's great on everything. Good
all
for
right.
baking.
There you go. Other food news today, Krispy Kreme and Hershey's Chocolate teaming up to create a donut which will satisfy, they say, those people who have salty cravings and sweet cravings all at once. This has become a new thing, mixing salty and sweet together, hasn't it? I've noticed it a lot in the nuts that I buy. You see that all over the place. So here's what Krispy Kreme says. It's created the Hershey's Gold Donut. This ought to be good for your waistline. Featuring pieces of the first new bar released by Hershey's in 22 years, the Gold Hershey's Gold Chocolate. It's a collaboration follows the release of their Reese's Donut, Reese's Peanut Butter Cream-Filled Donuts.
I don't think I'd like that.
Gold bars from Hershey debuted last fall, features a caramelized cream-flavored filling with peanuts and salty pretzel pieces.
Now, that's so popular right now. Salty caramel.
Pretzels? Oh,
yeah, like chocolate-covered pretzels. They're little pretzel bits that are sprinkled on top. So you
it's
get
still
a little
like
bit
dough
of
sits like a rock in your stomach, just like a donut does.
Well, so I just always think it's hilarious that everybody seems to have these, like, Olympic-inspired foods. It's like, yeah, don't do anything like the actual Olympians. Just sit and eat donuts.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
All right, so they go on sale tomorrow or the next day, I think. If you're a Krispy Kreme fan, look for the Olympic donut. The chocolate gold on it. How many gold, by the way, how are we doing, just as an aside before we keep going with food news, what's the medal count so far?
You, I don't know. Kara, do you have the medal count in front of you?
We are still not in the lead.
I think it's Norway still winning,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Norway has 28. Sorry, we have 12. We've got 5 gold medals. I feel like, I don't know how much longer. Did the Olympics go on for another week? Or I don't know how much longer they go on for, but I feel like we're really behind. Mm-hmm. I feel like we had way more in the last Olympics, and besides snowboarding, because we got 4 gold medals in that, we've only got 1 other gold medal besides that. I feel like we have not done very well.
Yeah, snowboarding's keeping us alive. And, well, we do have some chances starting with the women's figure skaters tonight. So we do have a shot at that. But and then men's hockey could take it as well. But, yeah, you're right. We're way behind. Germany's got 10 gold medals. Norway has 11. Canada's got 8. We're really, you know, they're doubling
and
our
not
scores.
Even the golds. I mean, yeah, I mean, we're way behind in the silvers and bronzes, too, because Norway has 28 and we have 12. So we don't even
Does that mean America is falling apart? We're no longer the leader there either?
Yep. Well, I mean, it makes sense that all of these other countries would beat us in winter sports when they, cross-country ski across their countries and stuff. But
what was the record, do we remember, from 4 years ago in terms of how we did versus other countries?
We didn't come in first place then either, but we had, our medals were at least in the 20s, so we've got to win a few more to get equal
Keep
to that.
Ways
yeah.
to go.
All right, so I've been doing some research into things that I have been scolded for, not by the ladies, but in general, sometimes I don't get to all of the information that's important to the day. Thus, in terms of cherries, I forgot about the National Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day that was actually celebrated a few weeks ago, celebrating chocolate-covered cherries. The reference to chocolate cordials. I always thought cordials were a drink.
They are.
So why would they call a chocolate covered cherry? I've heard to them. Hello, this is one of those days where I can't get my tongue out from behind my eye teeth. Chocolate covered cordials. You can make them at home like they did in the 1700s in England.
Really? That seems like that's a messy project.
Cherries were enclosed in chocolate with a little bit of liquor. And then as they came to our country, Americans received them well, delighting in a bit of alcoholic cordial surrounding the fruit and the chocolate. So it's a combination of things that are good for you.
Right.
The fruit, the chocolate, which of course is good for you, and the liquor, the liqueur, putting me in. So when's the last time? I actually have tasted these, and I think they're quite good, but they're very, very sweet. Maybe they're using different things now. Are things trending, changing everywhere in terms of how companies sweeten up the food that they're trying to get you to enjoy?
Well, first of all, there's no liquor in them anymore. The chocolate cordials that used to have liquor in them, they don't have that anymore.
No.
They're just like a regular candy with a cherry in the middle. But
what's the liquid, though, that's in it? What's the liquid around the
cherry? It's like a sugary kind of liquidy paste kind of, I don't know. They were my grandfather's favorite candies. We gave them to him every Christmas, and so I grew up eating them every year. But they're not terrible. They're just super, super sweet.
Sweet.
They're almost like a Cadbury egg. Whatever the middle of the Cadbury egg is, that's what's in the middle of a cherry cordial now.
I've taken to eating Reese's Pieces, or actually I get more expensive. There's a kind of chocolate-covered peanut cup that's around now. I have found that I didn't used to like peanuts a lot or peanut butter, but I've now started using more peanut butter because there's more protein in it, and I need more protein, or any of the cashew butter, almond butter, although that's pretty oily. Some of them are really oily and gooky, but that's the peanut butter. You can find really good. As a matter of fact, Smart Balance has good, healthy peanut butter. And they actually have a pretty good line of things that are pretty healthy for you, and they're popularly priced.
Do you ever make your own peanut butter at Whole Foods? Because you can do that.
Yeah, you can. No, I haven't really. I thought it looked messy. You're right. That's interesting because
I've done that with almond butter and cashews. Yeah.
There's a big blob of, whenever I pass by it in the store that I go to, there's a big blob of peanut butter on the floor.
Your Whole Foods sounds like, I don't know, I can't even imagine. I hope they're listening and they clean up your Whole Foods because it sounds like a disaster.
There are two of them locally here in Massachusetts, and there, as I've said many times, you can't swing a dead cat in Santa Monica without hitting a Whole Foods store. They're up and down there. There's one on Montana, there's one on Santa Monica, there's one on Wilshire. There's another one over on Pico. There are at least four within maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles of where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all over the place. But that's the place. If you can't do business in a store like that in Santa Monica, you can't do business anywhere.
But it just seems like the ones that you go to have lots of problems.
Yeah, they're messy. Well, with the new ownership, I've said this before, they are not paying attention like they used to. And I'm not even sure the food quality is as good. It seems to me it's changed in some way, shape, or form. So
I've never found, though, even pre-Amazon involvement, I've never found the prepared food, like in the salad bar area where you can take hot food from the store. I've never found Whole Foods food to be good. Wegmans, to me, blows
Wegmans
them away.
Wegmans is far superior.
Yeah.
In everybody. So Wegmans opened up. The problem with there are two Wegmans around here now, and they're opening in the Northeast more and more. It's family out of, I think, Buffalo or Rochester.
Somewhere in North,
Yeah. And they've done very, very well. They're very good to their employees. People love working for them. They're clean. It's a very interesting store. And I can't quite describe it, but it's a very interesting store. You feel the mood when you walk into them. You smell the foods that are cooking. It's a really good place to go. They put one in a mall here. And people are kind of weirding out because they can't really find a place. You know, when you go to the supermarket, one of the things, the self-standing supermarkets, you have parking and you drive right up to the store.
Yeah.
In the mall here. And there are a few in my area of California, in the greater Los Angeles basin, as a company called Gelson's. And they are upscale and they're often in malls and you have to park underneath them. And it's awkward, or at least it seemed awkward. It felt awkward to me at the beginning when I first started using them. But the quality of the food is very good. it's a different, and it's not the whole food focus of a Whole Foods or a Bristol. Bristol's another a good food chain. It's not like Ralph's or Vaughn's. It's just upscale. And so I don't. You say, what does that mean? It just means everything costs more.
Yeah, exactly.
The ambiance is a little bit better. That's it. But
you know, that's Yeltsin's. Kind of that's. What you're describing though of like having so there's a Wegmans in the mall.
Yeah.
So, but that's it's so funny. That's very un-American, but that's so typical of European cities.
Yeah, it is.
All over London, Marks and Spencer is in the middle of the mall. Yep. You can shop for clothes and get your groceries in the same store.
Yeah,
and then
can you do that now at Target? You can shop your groceries in
right.
And get your dresses and whatever else in the Target store.
Yeah, it's a much smaller selection, but I think that Target is experimenting with that European model. So over there, the malls, because there's just not a lot of land space in width, everything kind of goes just straight up high. And so you can do all of your shopping, and then you end up in the supermarket, and you're on your way home. Yeah. So I think maybe they're just trying to copy that model.
There's a new American cookbook titled American Cookery, written by Amelia Simmons, recipes using pearlash. What is that? It's a form of
spell.
Part of pearlash. P-E-A-R-L-A-S-H. It's like potash.
I've never heard of that.
Potash is something that is in a fertilizer. It gives nitrogen.
Oh boy!
So I'm wondering what the heck this is. It started.
I'm saying that pearlash is potassium carbonate. It's like a white salt.
Yeah. That's what potash is. Yeah.
Okay. What are you supposed calcium. To do with it?
Yeah.
It is something. It's basically baking powder. That's really. Oh. I think if you boil it down, that's what it is. Or early baking powder, and that's where muffins came from. That's where cakes came from. Yeast is in it. You could in the early days when they made pancakes, that kind of stuff. This was.
Oh, okay.
I remember as a kid.
So this is like cooking in the 1800s, kind of.
Yeah.
Thing?
Right. Well, people are returning to that. You see a lot of people who are focused on some of the early cooking traditions. It's yeast. And the reason that they're going back to it is because there's no gluten in it.
Mm.
And people want, you know, I have my gluten allergy is getting worse all the time. I have really bad reactions to stuff that I used to not be bothered by at all. I love muffins, but I don't eat them anymore because they just give me horrible.
I had a cupcake. We're sounding so old, but I'm finding the same thing too. There are certain things that I just can't eat. I had a cupcake on Valentine's night after dinner, and then the next morning, which Kara was making fun of me for, that was my breakfast. I had the worst heartburn for 2 days.
Yeah,
I just can't have cupcakes anymore unless they're gluten free.
There you go. All right, well, we've taken care of a lot of food news, ladies and gentlemen.
I know.
Aren't we your heroes? It's better to talk about that than some of the other stuff floating around. 11 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Moving here, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the DJB Show with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Doug takes a back seat to Victoria and her knowledge. Apple in the news today, not the kind of apple we've been talking about, food. This is the other apple. And Tinder makes a major change. For those of you who don't know Tinder, I've been schooled on this. The ladies every once in a while tell me they think I should join. I'm not sure that I should, but we'll find out what they're doing right after this technology update.
The Geek Out.
Facebook continues to make noticeable adjustments to what you're presented in your timeline. In an attempt to crack down on fake news, the company has already started cutting back on the amount of media that's offered to you, but now they're also testing a new downvote feature. The company historically has refused to include anything like a dislike or thumbs down button to avoid the perceived negativity that come with those concepts. But the downvote, according to Mark Zuckerberg, may be the compromise that allows Facebook to monitor in real time the signals back from users about posts they feel are inappropriate. The downvote button is now being tested with just a small percentage of users, and we'll keep you posted on Facebook's trial at the Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
All right, let's get into the dating mode here. Tinder is making a major change.
Mm-hmm.
They, you have an app or is it a website? What is
it's an app. Yep, Tinder's it's a dating app, and so they are taking a page from Bumble. Bumble is the first app that
who
is...
Who comes up with these names? Bumble.
Well, Bumble, actually, we just looked this up. Kara is on Bumble, and it has to do with being the queen bee, because Bumble is the first dating app where women have all the control, and
really?
So if you get matched with a man, then women are the... Nothing can happen until the woman initiates conversation and messages the guy. And so now, that is actually working really well, and Bumble has gained in popularity tremendously, so much so that Tinder is actually now taking a page from Bumble, and they're now allowing women to be the first ones to initiate messaging back and forth.
What would prohibit that from having been the case before? There's nothing that would have kept back in the dark ages. I used a dating site, and anybody could contact anybody.
That's the thing. So with this new Bumble and what Tinder is doing now, women can, they're the only ones who can message first.
Yeah, they can't be harassed, basically.
Yeah, so that's the reason. Anyone could message each other before, so the woman could message first if she wanted to, but the problem is that a lot of women get really... not so great messages from guys who are trying, the wrong kind of messages. So this prevents that from any harassment happening.
So
Bumble and Tinder were actually one company at one point, and the co-founder of Tinder split, had some differences, creative differences, and started Bumble. And essentially, Bumble has now become almost as popular as Tinder. It doesn't have as many users, but it's definitely gaining in popularity.
So you can't use it if you're a man. You can only use it. Why would the men sign up if they can't?
No, you can
interact.
Use it if you're a man.
Yeah, you can use it.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. You see someone else's profile and you see their pictures and their description, and then if you like them, you match. It's just that a guy can't send the first sentence in the conversation. The woman, if she's interested,
so can you even indicate that you're interested or not?
Yeah, no? You know that you like each other. It's just that the woman has to start the conversation. So it's like if you were out at a bar and you saw a woman and she saw you and you met up in the middle of the bar and you knew that you liked each other, but she's the one who has to start the conversation. The guy can't start it.
All right. Got it. Okay. Next up, Apple and their HomePod speaker is not good for your table unless you had a cover on it, looks like.
Yep, it's the new HomePod is actually, when it's placed on wooden surfaces, it's leaving white circles behind, just like drink marks, which is not great. And this is now, it is for sale on the market for $350, which people have a problem with. But a lot of the reviewers get these HomePods and all the electronic gadgets, and they test them out. And all of these reviewers are saying, hello, Apple, you're ruining my coffee table. And so Apple actually acknowledged that this is happening. They say that if the marks don't go away after a few days, you can try wiping them. If not, they suggest using a different type of surface. But not great news for Apple. Not great for the HomePod. Google Home and Amazon Echo still way better.
Aha! There you go. 59 past the hour, DJB.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.